we'll just talk about the tree assistance program. Let's start with the deadline. It's right around the corner.
We do have a deadline approaching very quickly for any losses on tree assistance program, known as TAP. And this covers orchards and nursery trees and types of bushes. It has to be from a natural disaster. As you know, the last 2 years, the weather's not been real kind to Florida. So we have a number of counties with good numbers of eligible producers. And this is a program designed to help those growers stay in business with this program. If it is a dead or a dying tree to the point that it's not really an active producer, we can help with cost shares to replace that tree. And it could be up to 70% of the actual cost of the practice itself. But the deadlines that we were just talking about for those affected in calendar year 2008 or 2009, since those years have expired on us, the deadline to submit application and all the supporting documents is July 6th, which is next Tuesday. So that is a looming deadline that will encourage producers to visit your local county office and get those crops reported in your application.
Now, Tim, let me ask you a quick question on that. Now, this application period for next Tuesday's deadline is for tree issues from 08 and 09 calendar years. This isn't the end of the TAP program deadlines. I mean, it'll be another deadline next year for subsequent years, correct?
There is, but in conjunction with the July 6th date, any losses of January of this year up through May 7th fall victim to that July 6th deadline. But after May 8th and all the way up through September 2011, producers have to submit within 90 calendar days from the date of the disaster event. In other words, if it was a hailstorm, windstorm, any one of our qualifying eligible disaster conditions, folks would have to come in and give us an application within 90 days of the latter of the disaster event or the date when the loss to the tree, brush, or vines is apparent. In other words, there may be some damage, but it looks like it's going to come back out and then it'll start declining again. So when that evidence becomes apparent, that's when they need to come in and make sure they've made their application within that 90-day period.
So the key is to remember FSA when you have a disaster event. You know, when you have these pocketed freezes, this year we saw some freezes where overall the industry didn't suffer major damage, but in a few key pockets, they certainly got hit pretty hard. And in those cases where they lost trees, this program would be something for a grower to pay attention to, correct?
It is. And for years there's been programs that have offered minimal help, but these programs could be the difference of a producer staying in business or not. So it's imperative, FSA and USDA partners with our grower community to help them keep in business for the next year and the years to come. So it is very key that they meet these deadlines. Also looming on us is, in conjunction with this, they have to do a full acreage report. And today, June 30th, is the last day to file your acreage report without having to pay a late fee. So I also encourage all producers to come in and do a complete acreage report by today's date.
All right, Tim Manning, Florida FSA. The key is call your local area FSA office for details.